Senior Graham Hill is at football practice today, but it took a long time for this defensive end to suit back up after a concussion. For months, he felt sick. His stomach hurt, he was exhausted, and there was a pressure in his skull, like a balloon was being inflated in his head.
It's kind of hard to describe. It's like a migraine on steroids.
After a few weeks, Graham's body was in good enough shape to return to school, but his brain wasn't. The instructions from the doctor were simple.
Immediately it was do absolutely nothing. Basically be brain dead. Just sit in a dark room, no electronics, no reading, no loud noises, and just focus on getting your mind better.
The concussion meant Graham couldn't hang out with friends, even text them, and he definitely couldn't jump back in school. Graham missed 2 full weeks of class during his all-important junior year and wasn't back as a full-time student for months. For a college-bound kid, this might sound like a disaster, but it was actually all planned, part of an academic rehab program at Trinity Christian.
We used to just, if a kid got knocked out on the football field, we put smelling salts under their nose. We held up 3 fingers. If they could say it was 3 fingers and he was president of the United States, we sent them back out. You know, we don't do that kind of thing anymore because we know the brain needs to heal.
Janie Hurd created the academic rehab program after she herself had a serious concussion. In the past 4 years, she's helped 120 students ease back into classes after a brain injury.
Our goal is to get them back to where they were academically before the brain injury. And it's different for every one of these kids.
Recovering from a concussion, whether it's from a car wreck, a fall, or a football collision, can take months. For a student taking 6 or 7 classes, applying for scholarships, trying to give the brain a rest can be a challenge, but it's crucial. Dr. Joya of Children's National Medical Center says a concussion stretches and strains delicate brain tissue, which affects electrical transmission.
When that force is applied, I often say the software system of the brain now is impaired, and all of the functions that that software runs, like your thinking and your behavior, your emotion, your sleep, can potentially be impaired as well.
While going back to school isn't dangerous, Joya says kids with concussions can have brutal migraines and be drained of energy. Not exactly in a position to learn.
So any given school has to be prepared. Teams have to be trained as to how you understand the nature of the injury. They need to know what kind of intervention to put in place. And at this point, both the public and the private school systems are really scrambling to try to get themselves on board.
At Trinity Christian, Janie Hurd coordinates with doctors, students, parents, and teachers to make sure a student doesn't fall behind. Teachers know to pare down curriculum, take extra time to tutor, even change exams from written to oral. One of the hardest things? Avoiding technology.
Screens of any kind are very difficult for the concussed kid. In our schools, we use screens all the time now. We have overheads, symposiums, smart boards. So our kids know they have to put their heads down in class if a screen is being used when they're recovering from a concussion. If they're light sensitive, they wear sunglasses in the building.
Student Graham Hill didn't need to wear sunglasses in school. He did leave classes during videos and listened to an audiobook of Moby Dick instead of reading it. He says that wasn't any easier. This afternoon, Graham is back in the classroom discussing moral relativity in Bible class. Thanks to 3 months of easing back into school, fewer quizzes, and tutoring, Graham didn't fall behind. And even though he had to put off taking college placement tests until his brain was healed, he got into Ole Miss. He says it was the mental as well as the physical rest that put him back on the right track. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.